grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
That's right. Welcome, Chris Fowley, back for his weekly situation here at Marijuana Media.
Oh, g'day.
How's it going?
Very well. Very well. Lovely day to be enjoying some Marijuana Media.
John and I were just flipping out about all the stuff that's been happening with the DAC leaf last week.
It's all on
the international stage. And
in fact, I was just showing you there, John, some Hawke's Bay cannabis. Or some... what's that one? Some white feather. This is a low THC, high CBD. Commonly used as an entry into cannabis. Hawke's Bay is a balanced one to keep you focused and inspired.
Let the record show that Chris is actually just swiping through an app right now. But what is this?
This is a Canadian cannabis brand.
The Cheek!
Called Kiwi Cannabis.
Oh, fuck it out!
And the other one's called Nelson's Blue.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
And Flightless Bird.
Why are they doing this?
It's simplicity. It's modern. It's laid back. it's what's synonymous with being Kiwi.
You know what? Nailed it. Thank you, guys.
New Zealander based in Canada? Do you think this
No. This is corporate cannabis out of Canada.
Corporate cannabis, no New Zealand ties.
No. It's interesting. Marican is their parent company, but yeah, they're a licensed producer in Canada. They've obviously got the eye on the legalization that is happening less than a month away now.
Is there probably a likelihood that they've got they've got weed and they call it Jamaican weed and stuff like that? Is that just
No, in fact, this is taking that out of it. It is just presenting it as simple, like Hawke's Bay. Like, what is that? It's a bit like when you look at tobacco, beer, or other things. You don't necessarily know the exact variety that it is. You just know what, it's Lion Red.
But like red wine. Right? Red wine would be like, yeah, Hawke's Bay. It's made in the Hawke's Bay.
I guess so. Yeah, in that case.
Well, the berries are from. Yeah.
This is naming it after the Hawke's Bay rather than saying it is. Yeah, so anyway, it's just interesting that there's companies over there that find enough appeal from the New Zealand brand.
Our stock is good enough, yeah.
Yeah, to basically be making up a New Zealand connection where there is none.
Right
But what they're saying is basically that it's going to be quite complicated for a lot of people. Legalization is only a few weeks away in Canada. Mm. That's what's spurring on these companies like Coca-Cola to start looking into things, CBD drinks and things like that. They're saying, for a lot of people it's too complicated knowing all these dosages or amounts or varieties or what, and it's better to just have some simple brands like Kiwi.
Someone should make clean green New Zealand DAC.
Jeez, but speaking of which, so Tilray, which is one of the only two products available here, right? And it's half the price of Sativex as a medical cannabis product, but it's still quite unaffordable for a lot of people. But
how's
that's not their
spelled?
Full range.
How's
it's their kind of Tilray, T-I-L-R-A-Y. It's Peter
Tilray.
Thiel's company,
okay.
Right? So they did their IPO 2 months ago in July. They launched. They've gone up 800%. They've gone up like 29% this week alone.
Wow.
So things are just booming over in Canada, that's for sure. And the longer things get drawn out here, the more difficult it is for things to really happen. And the problem there is you really need a local industry, because whatever happens overseas, even with all that's going on, whenever you import things into New Zealand, it's going to double in price because of the nature of it being a controlled drug at that UN level. So, as I say, so no matter what happens overseas, you've still got to encourage a domestic industry in order to bring that price down and make things properly available.
I keep coming back to that fact that you dropped a while back about how the UK is the biggest producer and it's illegal in the UK.
Medical cannabis. There's some nefarious connection there, right?
It's crazy.
It's actually UK Sugar that are growing it for GW Pharmaceuticals.
It's just loose, man.
Well, they need like vast amounts to do their extractions with and things, and when they're doing a lot of research and
but
all
what
that.
What I'm
kind
getting
of
at is why can't we just be growing it?
We
couldn't be smoking it, but we could be fucking making heaps of money exporting it like we do the butter and everything like that,
Exactly. Yeah.
And at least we'd have a head start on the situation that we're going to.
Yeah. We could be supplying Kiwi with actual Kiwi cannabis.
Yeah, totally.
How's that?
So there's no link whatsoever.
I couldn't say that definitively, but certainly my cursory look around their website and their corporate kind of team and that, it didn't seem to be. But they're not kind of claiming that. They're just saying it evokes the feel, you know. Okay. It's the association.
It's more of a vibe.
Yeah, actually,
it's
a vibe. When we do start cultivating our own cannabis, is there a chance of some old, like, vintage Kiwi strains coming back out and just becoming, like, real right on? Like, are there, yeah, is that kind of
absolutely
exciting?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot floating around. Less and less over time, or it gets harder because people get busted or the seeds just go stale, or they cross them accidentally. I mean, people can be growing in, you know, within a few Ks and their pollen can drift over, and then is it really what you thought you were growing at that point?
I mean,
that kind of thing. But there's certainly a lot around it. But the key there is, can we incorporate that, right?
Yeah.
If you go the Australian model, which is where they couldn't incorporate anything local, they said it had to come from a lawful source, and that wasn't local, so everyone had to do a deal with another company overseas, sell off a part of their business, or raise a whole heap of money in order to pay for that, or be trapped into royalties. But basically, you're just replicating what other people do at that point.
Right.
You're just doing it under license. Right. With every other country in the world, the very people that were supplying these Australian companies and locking them into those deals, they didn't have to do it. They just got to incorporate whatever they wanted, and there was a, you know, process that differs in each country, but there's a process for registering what you've got, and then now that's lawful because you registered it. So we just need to have that here, and then we can take advantage of that. And that's really important because these different strains and different varieties and crosses, they have different cannabinoid profiles.
That's right.
And some of them can be
different,
really interesting.
Different can ail you in different ways.
That's right. And a lot of research that hasn't been done yet, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really important that we don't cut that off.
It's such a radical plant. There's so many different varieties. I am like a while ago, I was lucky enough to have some Kakariki, I forget, is it Kakariki Gold?
Love it.
Yeah.
Six-time Auckland Cannabis Cup winner. We'll just put that on the record. Six times.
It was so mint. It was so mint. It was amazing. And I'm like, fuck, imagine if that was the standard, man. It'd be ruling so hard. Like, it was amazing weed, everyone. Just so
we're all looking at each other knowingly. Yeah, we're all like,
can't remember
that one.
It was like, no, I had like one real nuggety bud, and it was kind of like, when you look at it, it was like prehistoric looking, and like real, like, it looked New Zealandy, John. Like, I don't know how to explain it, mate. It was amazing. It was a beautiful thing. It was. Can't buy it. It was fucking mid. So yeah, please, just if we could somehow make that happen, that'd be great. But yeah, Coca-Cola, right?
Phenomenal. Yep.
It's
just the big company of this week. I mean, there's you know, alcohol companies sniffing around, of course. They're kind of used to operating in the same channels, as they call it. And a lot of, you know, they're dealing with regulators. They're selling to liquor control boards and all these sorts of things. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Coca-Cola, the first big non-alcoholic beverage company to look at it.
It's also, we were mentioning, I don't know if we touched on this, the South African, the movement that's happening over there for them as well. They're kind of chipping away at it, just like we are.
Yeah, massive court victory this week. Supreme Court. Unclear at this stage how much of a precedent it sets, but it's seen, because, you know, it's not actual law that's kind of passed, but it's a court case, but it's right at the top. And what it seems to do is allow... you know, it upholds the privacy of your own home, and that's because South Africa, you know, because of its history and what happened, they have a very strong constitution.
My house, my castle.
Comparatively,
yeah.
So that protects their rights a lot more than what other countries do. So, that's really interesting. Huge.
Hey, lastly, Chris, somebody just wants us to ask you about quicksand. What are your thoughts on that? Had any experience with quicksand at all?
Do you think
there's some out of Bethels? Be careful.
There you go. Yeah. It's fucking everywhere,
it
turns out.
It is a modern threat.
Apparently, it'll take your dog. That's what we've heard.
Jeez, if you got your dog out of Bethels, then come on.
No, apparently there's a lot out Green Bay
I
as
don't
well.
Care.
There's signs
the
that say quicksand about. Be careful. I think it's mostly a mangrove situation.
I don't know if it is mangrove. Apparently, there's heaps of quicksand at Woodhill. Apparently, it's rife out there.
And
don't go digging at Woodhill. They say, you know. So they say. Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Cheers. All right. See you next week.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.